This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Yeah. Rolling right along here. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I got 1 hour left, which is really like 50 minutes left. 888-808-1019. We're wide open for calls on the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, and the Jets. I'll let you guys talk after I clear a couple things from my live chat and a couple alerts. This live chat will shift to WFAN's YouTube channel. So if you're not subscribed to WFAN's YouTube channel, you should do so now. We're at 78,000. I guarantee you we'll hit 80 and then we'll hit 100K. Let's set a goal to hit 80 by the end of this month and then like 100K by like October of the football season. The live stream is the way. Video killed the radio star once. We can't let it happen again. So if some of you are at home and you want to watch and you want to see inside the station, you want to see my face for radio, that, you know, it's available right now on my little channels, but that is going to get called up to the show on Thursday. Also, tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll be called up for my first ever appearance on Boomer and Geo.
You and I both working together.
Oh, are you producing that day?
I will be.
Well, you've done it before.
Yes, I have. That's
true. I'll be leaning on you and Big Mac. But it's not.
It's fun.
It's the same thing we do just on TV for a national audience. And the thing that's going to trip me out is I'm never awake during those hours. I don't ever get to hear the show. Today I was up and I watched Willie Colon and Big Mac do their thing just so I could kind of get a feel for how it goes. And I'm not worried about it at all. I'm excited for it. I think it's a great opportunity for myself, obviously, you know, television and a different audience. But I just think it's good for the station to show, like, yo, at night we have these two guys. And some of you may not be aware of them. Some of you might be very aware of them. But, like, just because these guys do the night doesn't mean that they can't rock the morning. It doesn't mean that they're, like, low rank or I think Big Mac and I are official at night. And I think when you see us on the morning show, if, you know, obviously you guys listening right now obviously agree. Full rack of calls. And I listen to Big Mac's show every night. He always has calls. But I'm excited for the opportunity to do Boomer and Geo for the first time as those guys are out at Pebble Beach. All right, let's take some calls. And I'll clear, you know, a couple other things I had from the chat about Spencer Jones, Trent Grisham, and Jason Dominguez. Talking about the Yankees outfield right now. and in the future. Kyle Tucker's name will come up as well, but I got to get to the phone. Charlie in Queens on the fan. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, hello. Sorry, Keith. Right now, I don't think the Yankees are playing with urgency.
I would hope that they are now. I would hope that last night, the first game of this Minnesota game, that, you know, they scored early, they pitched well, they did add some insurance runs when needed. I would hope that the urgency is there now. I think Boone is managing with some urgency. He could have went to Yuri De Los Santos. Instead, you know, he brought his closer in the game to pitch him, and they don't have any time to waste. They got to have urgency every game, every series, the rest of the way.
Because, you know, the way I see it is, in general, most people got to see we're products. I mean, you don't like saying it, but we're products. You represent yourself. And some of these guys act like, well, if I just do half effort, it's good enough. You got to put on full all the time. You should be looking over your shoulder thinking, who's going to come up behind me, take my job?
Yeah, I think we have a little bit of that now. As I talked about Ben Rice, I'm like, you know, maybe Ben Rice has a little bit more urgency. Ben Rice is the one that used the word urgency after, you know, they lost, I think, to Toronto, or I forget who it was. He said, you know, we need a little bit more urgency. I think the Yankees culture, it fosters this, like, kind of like, we're good. We're the Yankees. We were in the World Series last year. We're going to be in the postseason again. We'll figure it out. No, there is no figuring it out. You got to figure it out daily. So, yes, I think now is the time. But fool me, can't fool me again, right? You know, they sweep the Mariners, and we're thinking they're back, and then they go and lose the series to the Cubs. Winning one game a week isn't good enough. You know, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays, and after the deadline, they can't win a game. And like, here we are now. Let's see how they build off it today. They must win the second game, take the series, and they need to sweep.
Yeah, and play hungry. You know, play like you really want to be there. Because a sloppy play, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah, they got to clean it up. Stop being asleep at the wheel. We've seen that all season. There is no time to sleep. You got to be wide awake if they think that they're making the postseason. And don't let it come down to other teams. Like, control your own destiny. Boone always talks about it's right in front of us. We hold the pen. You know, talk is cheap now. We got to get it done. Get it done.
Yeah, and with my Giants, I'm happy they started good. Let's just see if they can continue it. And Dart looked good for what he did, and let's see if he can improve on that.
Yeah, little by little. Thanks for the call, Charlie. I did not mention that man, 5'1", Abdul Carter. Listen. I tried to tell y'all, and some, I don't know. I know a lot of people don't watch college football. Abdul Carter has been like that at Penn State. As I talk about Jerry Jones' club, Micah Parsons just came out and said, like, Abdul Carter could be better than him. He could be the best to come. Like, you know, Penn State is known for the LeVar Arringtons. They're known for players that have come out of there. And Abdul Carter was like that as a freshman in Happy Valley. If they can keep him healthy, he has a rare mixture of, like, speed, quickness, elusiveness, strength, and, like, okay, shout out to my guy, Mr. Snowman, Deion Dawkins from Rahway, Deion Dawkins who went to Temple, Deion Dawkins who might have grown up a Giants fan, maybe a Jets fan, from Rahway, New Jersey. Now, this is when I talk about preseason football. Mr. Snowman, maybe for the, you know, couple plays that he had in this game at home, he wasn't going to turn it up too much, wasn't going to do anything too crazy. And it was his first time seeing Abdul Carter. But I think Abdul Carter going up against Deion Dawkins, a Pro Bowl offensive lineman on, like, that protects Josh Allen, like, just as a little bit of a litmus test, think of the converse. If Dawkins was pancaking him, if Dawkins was, you know, lifting him off his feet, then we'd be like, oh, man, he's not ready. You got some good looks at him. Go look at Baldy stuff. Brian Baldinger. Go look at Baldy breaking down the Giants. These guys aren't going to lie to you when they see the film. Now, I will defend the Snowman and say, hey, maybe he wasn't going full tilt because he knows, hey, it's just a series. And, you know, usually it's a long Sunday of battles, a lot of plays going back and forth. But Abdul Carter, you don't got to worry about whether you made the right pick with him. You don't got to worry about whether he's going to be a bust. You don't got to worry about if he's going to perform. It's a lock. If he's healthy, he's going to wreak havoc. If he's healthy, he's going to be in the backfield. If he's healthy, they're talking about he's already better they think he's better than Brian Burns, who you traded for and gave $150 million. Dave is in Rockland County on the Fan. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, I want to great game today. I want to talk about yesterday's game, which I happen to have been at.
Yeah, that was a rough one. That was I kind of knew that they were going to get curb stomped, as I called it. I knew that Max Fried hadn't had it, and for Jason Alexander, like I said, he turned into Justin Verlander in that uniform. It's pitiful. But tell me your perspective as someone who was in the building.
As someone who was in the building, I was sitting in the creatures. Well, you can't blame the game on Boone. He was ejected in like the third, so shows you how rotten to the core the Yankees organization is. Because even the bench coach, or whatever, whoever takes over Boone,
Brad Ausmus,
they get ejected. Yep. Yeah, I'm saying it really wasn't his fault. But did you see the way Tim Hill pitched that game?
Correa took him deep, and I was talking about Correa basically mocking the Yankees, and he didn't have anything, and I don't know.
Right, I don't know what type of pitches he was throwing. He was throwing these like sidearms that are like way outside,
non-competitive, way and just off. Like it wasn't like he was putting a game in a situation where we were going to win the game. He was kind of put in as like a hope to hold it, and then I think Correa hitting that home run was a dagger.
Yeah, and to top it all off, the umpire was pure was
trash.
Horrendous. Everyone in the stadium knew it.
The entire game, he was trash. But I kind of come in knowing that those guys are going to be trash. Like, it's pretty standard. Thanks for the call, Dave. Actually, funny story, as the game is going on, my boy Mike texts me. Mike is from Chicago, and he's like, bro, that ump that tossed Boone, that was my teammate in college. I said, oh, really? Tell me more. Buddy had a terrible day. He goes, yeah, he's a nice dude. Diehard Sox fan. The White Sox, Southside, Chicago. Follow me. You could probably, I don't think you could figure it out. I've been on campus where they played. It's a small school. It's a little bit south of Chicago. He says he's a nice dude, diehard Sox fan. He was an outfielder that played behind me, but he's definitely a ball knower. Personally, off the, okay, I won't read the personally off the record.
You straight up were about to write, personally off the record.
I'm just because I screenshot his text. Screenshot his text and put it in my note. So I'm not going to go there.
me and you, don't read this on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not going to put my boy Mike all the way out there. Definitely anyone. There's a lot of conversations that you have once you get on the radio. People say off the record. I'll leave that off the record. But he goes on to say he hasn't had a great year. And then he sends me a link. Umpire immediately ejects Cubs infielder Nico Horner after a calm complaint. A breakdown. So I guess John Boy already did a breakdown. And this guy's, like, if you even say anything, he's not playing. He's ejecting you. And then I think it makes it even better that this is the Cubs that this ejection came from, and he's a Sox fan. either way, Aaron Boone didn't really get an opportunity to say anything. I think he said, I don't know what he said. It didn't matter. It was nonsense, man. It was nonsense, but that is what you can come to expect with these umpires. They have a God complex. They can never be wrong. And you got to overcome it. You just got to consistently overcome it with old blue. So Max Fried was not able to. We know. Should have been strike three. Should have been out of the inning. But then it got worse, and then that was the end of his day. Let's go to King George in the Bronx. What's up, King?
Live long and prosper, and I got to give Rami a ode because he's that good. Rami mystifies like a swami, and he could stop the Russian army with one hand tied behind his back, because if they keep moving, they're going to get jacked.
King
and
George.
As for you, who cares if you take a day off? I don't live my life on the Mac man taking a day off. Everything they said about you was true. You took a day off because it was right for you. They say you were wrong, but I knew you were right because it was right. It was good for you, and you still show up at night.
Mm. And if I don't show up, somebody gonna fill in. They put Big Mac on, or they put Al Cintron on, or Daniel McCartan on, and give somebody else an opportunity to rock. It's not all about me.
No, it's summer. You're not a machine. You're a human being. And a lot of them guys wouldn't have lasted the prison I worked at. When you were a rookie corrections officer, you're the lowest form of animal life. It might take 2 years to get weekends off. So, hey, you did right what was right for you. So forget them.
Yeah, and I'll be here. I'll be here. And I know it really wasn't even about me. I feel like I said, I was defending BT and Sal as well as the morning show guys. It really isn't about me taking a day off. I work at night, so I'd be up all day, and then I come here at night. I put in my time. No one can question that. I've been here some nights till 2 a.m. Monday through Friday. It's a grind, but I'm blessed.
You're a human. You're not a machine.
None of us are. So, none of us are machines. And one day there might be artificial intelligence radio, and it's not going to be like this. It's not going to be what you're used to hearing when they got to program a voice to read you what happened in sports that day.
Yeah, and so before I get cut off, I'm glad the Twins showed up because they're tailor-made for the Yankees.
Thanks for the call, King. Yeah, just what the doctor ordered. Now, you know, here's something I was getting at, right? We're watching the Twin series. I already talked about Ahmed Rosario being on the IL with the shoulder. He ran into the wall. Ouch. Like, everybody knows about how hard that, like, the Yankees added that screen, and it's, like, talked about how hard that screen is. Like, you got to be aware of that. But he's new here. Austin Slater, gone. So two options in right field. I don't want Caballero playing right field again. I'm scarred from Marlins Park. He ran past the ball in right field. He's an infielder. Keep him in the infield. So then that leaves us with Giancarlo Stanton in right field. He's only going to play right field, specifically in Yankee Stadium. Trent Grisham only plays center field. Did you watch Jason Dominguez in left field? I know it's sunny out there. It's sunny for everybody. Get him some better shades. And it ain't about the sun. Watch his feet. Watch his reads. Watch his breaks. He's got to put on the brakes. He's on skates. The Martian's still in outer space. I don't feel comfortable with Jason Dominguez in left field. And I didn't feel that way in March and February, but y'all told me, hey, it's the best thing. The Yankees are doing what they got to do. Okay, yeah. Then we get to May, and y'all tell me, oh, Keith, it's too early to quit on Devin Williams. All right, well, I'm done. I'm done with people telling me. You think what you want to think. I'll think what I want to think. Jason Dominguez is a liability. I know he's a kid, he's developing, but are we trying to win? We're trying to win, right? It's not about just one guy. Just like Devin Williams is a liability. It's not just about one guy. It's about all of us. The team, the fan base is about all of us. So it got me thinking about Spencer Jones, who just hit his 30th home run. Spencer Jones, who was banging loudly on the door. Spencer Jones can field. Center field, left field. You're down two outfielders. You're down three outfielders. How could I forget about the MVP? Aaron Judge can't play right field. Where the Yankees have this conundrum of how do we have our two, you know, highest paid position players in the lineup? Well, we got to put Stanton out there and risk him being hurt where he could be hurt now. And it's close enough to October where if he pulls something, he could be out months. It could end his season. It's just a risk that we got to take, Yankee fans. And Judge started his throwing program, but how long is it going to take until Judge can actually get the ball in the right field corner and fire it to second base? Jason Dominguez does not, to me, like have some right over Spencer Jones. Why can't, once we get to, now it's August 12th, August 15th, and if you're thinking about Spencer Jones smoking his rookie eligibility, that won't be a thing later in the week. If you want to energize the team and the fan base, call Spencer Jones up a little early. It took you a while to call up Dominguez last year, and I get it now. We didn't know. All we saw was the home runs, and we saw the kid play center field, and we're like, of course he could be better than Verdugo. Hell no. Some of those balls that hit the warning track, Verdugo was tracking them down last year. I know Verdugo led the league and grounded out to second base, but it was just a thought I had about Spencer Jones can help right now. It was one thing a couple weeks ago when you made those trades and you got the depth. Like, now you don't have the depth. He can buy Judge some time. He can actually field the position. Oh, let me guess, because he's a left-handed bat. You don't need any more left-handed bat. Well, finally, Hector is in the Bronx on the Fan next. What's up, Hector?
Hey, what's up, man? It's been a while since I called in. I got a little rant, but before I do that, we got to get Stan in the lineup more often. Having him sit down in the waist, he's too good for that. We need his bat in the lineup. My rant is kind of like what you touched on, about being soft and no accountability. I totally agree with that. These guys are like, we count on these guys to be there, and this putting their feelings in bubble wrap does not work. Like, we need, I like what Posada was saying, and if we can get him to be the manager, that'd be awesome, because we need somebody that's going to light a fire under their butts and not coddle these little young guys or any of these guys, and they need to be tougher. And also, I'm tired about players making these people look better than what they are. We're making pitchers with a 4-plus ERA look like Cy Young Award winners, and Altuve and Correa. Correa has like 8 home runs before he comes to Yankee Stadium, batting like .280. He's not as good as he's pumping his, like you said, he was showing off, showboating after that home run. You're not that good, homie. Like, cut it out, and you're overpaid. And Altuve too. Altuve is another one. Like, yeah, you're good, but you're not great like you once was. You're not an MVP status like you once was. But us, if they play the Yankees every series, these guys are bat 400 for the year and hit like 60 home runs. It's crazy.
Yeah, Correa's got a win. A hit streak going. Thanks for the call, Hector. Correa's got a 9-game hit streak going. Coming back to Yankee Stadium with that Astros jersey on gives him power. He likes hearing the boos. He likes hearing them chant F. Altuve. Going back to what you said about Posada, we got to stop this. We got to stop. I don't know how many. Posada should be the manager. Derek Jeter should be the manager. Bro, Derek Jeter didn't even come to Old Timers Day. Posada don't be around like that either. Do you not think that there's a part of him that says, wow, these guys got it way easier than we had it. Wow, these guys got it way better than us. They just don't win. Wow, the organization is way different than it was when the boss was around. Like, they don't want to be here. They want to be on vacation with their families. They gave up their time. Like, if you're the manager of the team, you're with the team, you're traveling with the team. These former players don't want that. And then the first thing you started your call with is, we got to get Stan in the lineup more. That's what I'm talking about. He's playing right field. To me, that is crazy. That is craziness. Stanton is one break away from rupturing his Achilles like Mariano out there. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. Now, if the Yankees make the postseason and don't have just, come on, I don't even want to speak it into this mic. This mic is too powerful. But it's what we got to do right now. It's the lesser of two evils. Not have Stanton in the lineup. And right now, you can't really do it anyway, because it's like, I mean, you could have Belly out there and right, but then you got to play Dominguez. It is less of a liability to them to have Stanton in right field with the short porch and hope that he doesn't get hurt, than to have Dominguez out there. That's the sound of Dominguez trying to find the ball, track the ball. Man, even some of those, there's something about Dominguez, the way that he catches the ball. Like, it, I feel like it's going to pop out of his glove. He, like, catches it low. He doesn't, like, all right, Grisham goes and gets the ball. It's like, it's the easiest thing ever. It's like, oh, you thought that ball was going to drop? Got it. And I'm nursing a hamstring. Belly gets the ball, and he's running to the ball, attacking it. Dominguez is, like, afraid or timid, even when he's under the ball. I don't know, bro. Is it just me? Am I tweaking? I don't know, bro. Tony, Timber Tony up in Montreal on the Fan. What's up, man? Damn, Tony. Tony, we're going to have to clip this.
We put Tony to bed?
It's like a beat. Tony made the beat. Put him right to sleep. KM to AM. 5 times a week.
Like, you were rapping, I was singing.
Yeah, what you hitting the ad libs? Yeah. All right, that's enough. Tony's a good guy, man. He calls the show. But, like, hey, I've been telling you, I'm tired, bro. Imagine I just fell asleep on air. You're not allowed to do that, Mike Francesa.
So I assume you're not working tomorrow then?
No. So, like, that's the thing. It is tomorrow. I'll be off all day today.
Yeah, so Tuesday you're not working.
But you know what? How am I supposed to sleep? I got to watch the Yankee game tomorrow, and then I'm about to watch Hard Knocks too. And like my regular biorhythms, I can't. I don't know. I got
to
like.
You don't have to get here till like 5.
Oh yeah. Okay. Like that's matter.
Well, I have to get here like 3:34. I mean, there's a difference.
It's the complete opposite of what I do. Like, so I don't know. Tonight after the Yankee game, I'm probably going to watch Hard Knocks right after the Yankee game. I'm going to sleep from 11, maybe 12 p.m. to like 3:34 and then take the train and just, I don't know, I got to hit the coffee or maybe I'll buy a Celsius and then I'll be on the Boomer and filling in for Boomer and Geo like, good morning, good.
You'll be trending on TikTok for those people who are getting hospitalized with the heart palpitations from Celsius.
Oh, bro. Jeez. I honestly stopped. So,
dude, Connor Green drinks like 4 of them a day.
I bet everybody in here does. We had a deal with them. They were, remember they had those
they
like.
They still bring them out.
They had so many of them in here. I was getting addicted to them where like if we didn't have them in here, I was going next door to the convenience store next door.
The deli downstairs?
Yeah. Or? And I was getting them out of there for like $3 because like I felt like I needed them. I was like, it makes me think clearer. I can read better on air if I have Celsius. I need Celsius or I can't do a show. And I could just tell, like, I was spiraling. I remember talking to my wife. She's like, it's the energy drink. She's like, you can't have one every day.
They're crazy. They're terrible for you.
And I was having them every day as part of, like, if you guys know by now, my routine, I leave here. I stay up and listen to Big Mac Show till 3-4 in the morning. Then I can finally fall asleep.
I just sent Connor one of the TikToks. He writes back to me, bro, I'm not afraid of Celsius. Celsius is afraid of me.
Because Connor would take down 3 of them a day.
Yeah.
And keep on keeping on. You got to be careful with
that. I'm sitting here
with
him during the afternoon show on Thursday, and he keeps leaving to go to the bathroom. He's like, I don't know why I keep needing to go to the bathroom. I'm like, dude, you're 4 Celsius is in.
Yeah, you're pissing out the Celsius, getting that out of your system. But nah, for real, like you can't, I don't know. So I'm on hot coffee, I'm on iced coffee, and then I'm on Caffeina. And shout out to the guys at Caffeina. They're probably clip this and use this as an ad, and they should. They've run an ad on WFAN. They actually brought some into here. They have caffeinated water. And so now what I'm on is like the Stanley that I have, I put their like caffeine packs in here.
I got a double a shot of espresso sitting in the fridge that I brought.
Yo,
from
we
home.
Have to yeah. do it. And like, see, then it goes back to what I'm talking about. People that have the audacity to talk about us taking off. Like, yo, do you understand what we put ourselves through? Like, I probably, in the 4 years that I've been on WFAN, I probably took a year off my life. Because when I do go to sleep at 3-4 in the morning, my cat who sleeps on me, when the sun comes up, Tune is moving. And she's, meow, meow, meow. To me, as if I'm supposed to get up and feed her in the morning. And I'm like, bro, you know I'm not beat. Like, maybe twice a week, I got you. Then my wife starts moving around, who has to go to work. So she's got to get up in the morning, shower, get dressed, drink her coffee, eat her breakfast, pack her stuff up. And then Crazy Head wakes up, my son, and who knows what's going on with Crazy Head. He might have pooped his pants. He might have pooped his poopy diaper, opened it, smeared it all over where it's a fire drill where now we got to clean the bed, clean the bedding, his toys in the bed that he must sleep with. It starts to be mayhem in my house by 7 a.m., probably at least 3 out of 5 days a week. And sometimes my wife will be like, stay in the bed where like I'll put the pillow over my head. I got the eye mask, the earplugs. I'm just like, I'm trying to sleep through it. But other times, you know, all right, if bro poops himself, my wife has to put him into the shower and hose him down. And he's big now where nobody wants to start their day with a cold shower being hosed off. Like, you got to fight him to get that. And I hear him and my wife going back and forth. So daddy got to get up. Daddy got to get up and help out. That happens multiple times in a month. And then sometimes I can't fall back asleep. And then it's like, oh, well, I got to be on tonight, like 7 to 12, or I got to be on 11 to 2, and you got to be on. You got to be on. God forbid we take a night off or a day off to, like, mentally reset ourselves. I was listening to Big Mac on the morning show talk about how he never goes to sleep with his wife. Like, we're putting our relationships on the line, bro. Like, you think our wives don't want to go to bed at night and be comfortable in their homes and safe with their husbands, feeling like you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a sacrifice, but we're blessed, obviously, to do these jobs and to connect with you guys and be talking sports. But I just think it's crazy when people question our PTO and our time off. It's like, what you don't see is the preparation, right? What you don't see is when the games start, all of us are watching these games, taking notes. What you don't see is our responsibilities and the work we got to do at home. Nobody in my house does the dishes. Nobody in my house does the laundry. Nobody else takes out the garbage. Nobody is on that. My wife does it, but, like, not to the level that I do it. Like, yo, it's got to get done. Like, yo, I get it. We're radio hosts, but we are not athletes. These athletes are millionaires. They can pay people to do all of those things. They can pay people to take care of their kids. They can pay people to clean up and do that type of stuff. The rest of us, bro, like we get criticized and talked about online like we're athletes. And I know we get a lot of love in public. A lot of people pull up, hey, yo, I'm a big fan. I want to take a picture, all that. But at the same time, yo, we are regular people. The same stuff that you got to do in your house, we got to do. Somebody's got to cook. Somebody's got to clean. Somebody's got to pack a lunch. Somebody's got to, you know what I'm saying? So have a little compassion for your local radio host. We got to take a break. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we got calls on the Giants, Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart. We got a Mets call, a Yankees call. And, yeah, I already told you about Spencer Jones. Next is a thought that I had about Trent Grisham, Kyle Tucker, and the Yankee offseason when we eventually get there. Keith McPherson on the Fan, the last 20 minutes I got coming up. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Fiend. I love when they drop this at Yankee Stadium. I hate when they just do the little tease part and they don't drop the whole part, though.
They do it during the Judge at-bats a lot. I think they he likes the song.
I think Judge definitely knows Travis. They're both Jordan guys. And I think I noticed tonight they made a pitching change and they played it and they let it play longer because maybe there was a mound visit or something and they let it play longer. I'm like, that turns the stadium up. Good drop, Rami. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking calls before I get out of here. Let's get to the phone because it's time. Is going to expire quickly. A Day is in the Bronx, back on the Fan. What up, man?
Yo, what's good, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Can you hear me properly? Sometimes the audio is not good.
Nice. Sound good to me.
All right, cool, man. I just wanted to say, man, I respect you. You know, it's not easy taking these shifts, you know, making the sacrifice for the family, but it'll pay off. You already know that.
It already has. I honestly, I'm coming up on 4 years, and it's funny, I'm doing the morning show. I got to go back and find the first time Eddie Scazzeri read my name and the joke that they made on the morning show, like, who is Keith McPherson? Oh, probably the guy that hangs out in the Chase vestibule. Like, I'm coming up on 4 years. My life has changed completely, tremendously. It's a sacrifice, but like,
You're not hanging out in that Chase vestibule anymore.
Yeah, I'm not kicking in the Chase vestibule. I go down there and get some gas money every once in a while.
And I generally think, like, the episodes are pretty funny. Like, the Tony snoring, that was nasty in my ear.
Yeah, but it's like, you know how many times I doing these nighttime shifts? At least 20 times I have people falling asleep on the phone. So you got to kind of just, you know, roll with the punches. You got to kind of just laugh it off. Like, Rami was talking over it. I was rapping over it like it was a beat. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, I had two things to say, right? I had a statement and I had a question. So we were talking about Dominguez, right? So, you know, his walk-up anthem, the bachata. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When he's running to try to track down a fly ball, he looked like he's dancing.
That's what, yeah.
He doesn't know what side he wants to be on. And I swear, every time, it's always hitting off the wall. And it doesn't have to hit off the wall, but it's always, he's always turning around trying to play it off the wall. It's a little stressful, but, you know, I gotta love him. You know, I'm part Dominican, so
I'm fake Dominican because I could pass for Dominican. We got Camilo Duvall and we got Luis Gil. This is some of the most Dominican energy we had in the Bronx, where we should have.
Dominguez is not cutting it right now. I can't even lie. You know,
but, no, he's not, because he's not hitting and he's not doing, like, if the offense justified the defense, we'd be all right with it. It's not enough. It hasn't been enough this first year.
Yeah, and then I wanted to ask your opinion on. Because I've been thinking about the bullpen, you know, aside from Devin Williams, everybody listening knows Devin Williams is a pain in the, you know, and, I almost cursed again, my bad. So, the sixth inning, he's the sixth inning guy for sure. But aside from him, everybody else in the bullpen is looking pretty sharp. I mean, like, Tim Hill, like, gave up a home run, but he's been pretty decent and he's been laboring out there and he's
Yeah, Luke Weaver tonight, bro. Like, we're getting the Luke Weaver we want. Bednar ain't worried about him. He's a dog. Duvall, I made a joke about him fielding his position. Whatever, he's going to be solid. Don't let me forget about Yuri De Los Santos. Yuri's also Dominican, and he's been pretty good. They
like,
have
who's
it.
Not good?
They have enough arms out of the bullpen. It's about Boone managing them and Boone not having a meeting with the guys upstairs where they all in agreement say that Devin Williams should enter a tied game in the 10th inning in the first game against the Houston Astros. I don't know how you come up with that.
They had that sheer confidence in him, you know, and that's why you were crashing out the other day, and it was justified.
How do you have more confidence in the guy than he has in himself? How do you believe in somebody more than they're showing you? That's what I said. Like with Boone, don't you have conversations with him after the game? Aren't you on the bus with him? Aren't you in the hotels with him? Aren't you breaking bread with him? Aren't you able to read this guy and get some feel for what, like, I don't know. They don't care. They let the numbers and their plan supersede all that, and that is ridiculous.
Is there anybody else who's a liability in the bullpen? That was my question.
Of course any of them could be.
But is there that guy?
Is there anybody that's outside the circle of trust? Nah, even Mark Leiter Jr. has gotten a little bit more lucky since he's been back. Brent Hedrick, I know Brent Hedrick, you know, he gave it up a little bit and he pitched 42 pitches, but whatever. Brent Hedrick, I'm not worried about him and Tim Hill as lefties. They whatever. I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about Santos, De Los Santos, Mark Leiter Jr., Luke Weaver, Camilo Duvall, David Bednar. Fernando Cruz is coming back.
Devin Williams
is fine if you use him how Brad Ausmus used him on Saturday. No, I'm looking at this bullpen like this is a good enough bullpen to ride with.
All right.
And we know that Fernando Cruz and his splitter is coming back. So.
Yeah. And he's nasty. Yeah. Right.
Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. Running out of time. Yeah, I don't know. I just like it's about Boone. And I know there's a lot of you that, like, want to fire Boone, and I haven't called for his job yet because they're not firing him. But what I say, when I say it's about Boone managing the bullpen properly. And now moving forward, man, there was a cut from John Sterling's show, Talking Yanks posted. And it's like, it's so straight to the point. John Sterling's like, I have some advice for Aaron Boone. I know you want to, but don't. Do not pitch Devin Williams. Don't do it. John Sterling talking about, like, I have some advice for you. Things will go a lot smoothly, a lot better, a lot more smoothly for you if you just don't do what you want to do, which is, I'm going to build him up right now. The Yankees, we're going to be right about this guy right now. We're going to pitch Devin Williams right now. Like, to me, like, the reason I crashed out was because I'm like, I can't believe y'all would do that to us in the Bronx with the Astros. Here's what John Sterling had to say, so I don't have to do the imitation.
I can actually tell Aaron Boone something. I wonder if he's listening. He's a good friend. And I'm going to tell him, don't pitch Devin Williams. Okay, you know, I know you want to, but don't. Okay, that's my great advice for Booney.
John is 87. He's like, don't. It's that simple. I don't want to see it. None of us want to see it. It hasn't worked. We don't owe this man anything. He's not going to be here next year. Stop. Anyway, let's go to Ross in Bergen County. Don't pitch Frankie Montas, Kodai Senga, Sean Manaea. You're probably better off with Paul Blackburn.
Oh, I can't wait, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I hear it's 7:05. I'm running to the TV with my scorebook. I'm doing a little dance every night, man. Hey, really quick, I know, because you're up against it. You're talking about, what were you saying before, Celsius? It's like giving people heart attacks? Because I was drinking a bunch of those as I was driving down to Florida.
They're everywhere.
Ross, you're young. You're fine.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm like 235, so. I don't know, man. Thank God for Buc-ee's, though. Willie Colon was talking about all those Buc-ee's, and he's right. That's the place to be.
I've never been to Buc-ee's. I heard him talking about that. I've been to Sheets. I've been to Lovey's. Never been to Buc-ee's.
No, Buc-ee's is something else, man. It's huge. It's like he was saying, it's the size of a mall. It's done. They're like, obviously, they're all down the south, but anyway, I'm getting carried away. Listen, man, like you said, they're a joke. Frankie Montas, I felt like I was his lone defender, and you know me, if I'm defending a guy in the Mets, you know, he's got to be like the chosen one. And I was just saying, because, like, off the season, Seve was having and stuff. He said, I'm not going to knock Stearns in his magic carpet ride until I see it not work. So far, he's gone 0-3 this year, man. We're talking about Montas as the punching bag, but Canning was awful right when he went down. Clay Holmes, I mean, if he goes five innings, I mean, you know, we're celebrating. I mean, it's a joke, bro. You're talking about the super pen and all that. Well, we found it's kryptonite is the fact that a starter can't go past the sixth inning. So at this point, it's looking like the Clark Kent bullpen. It's a joke, bro. And I got to see this whole thing that they're doing, like they're doing the 6-7 dance, and they're doing the slapping each other in the ass with a big sandal. They don't care. Because you know what? All that grimace and everything was fun when they were winning. But when you're not winning and you're still doing all that stupid stuff, bro, we don't want to see it anymore. And then I got
they're not doing enough, honestly, Ross. What is the gimmick now? The sandal, the shankla, the like home run
sandal? Got the fan base has a gimmick. Did you see Positivity Night get announced in the Met community? There's a promotion for
I know there's Fire Aaron Boone Night. Fire Aaron Boone Night is tonight.
Well, I wish I could go to that, but I mean...
I won't be in attendance. But positive... is this a positive Tommy thing? I know he's not leading the way.
No. It's I don't know. I'll send you the tweet if I found it, but I can't wait to see what that... I mean, I'm not going, obviously, but I can't wait to see what that's going to be. People cheering. Maybe it'll be the Pink Pony Club they'll be playing instead of the seventh inning. They can sing it every inning. It's a joke, bro. Oh, my God. Him and Jenks. Unbelievable, bro. It's the place to be, man. The Clark Kent bullpen and the Fab Four. What are you going to do, man? Appreciate the time.
Thanks for the call, Ross. I'm not even joking. Like the Mets need something. As a Met fan, you've gone through so much misery. You need to believe in something. You need
Mookie.
not believe in, like, I will lead us positive Tommy. What was the joke I had about Tommy? And, yo, shout out to Tommy. Tommy's a hardworking guy, deserves time off when he gets it. But as far as the positive Tommy shtick, like, I would have dropped that already. I would have been dropped it. Positive Tommy sounds like the character from the 90s movie that in the first scene gets diagnosed with HIV, and the rest of the movie they call him Positive Tommy. I would have dropped it because, like, now people are, like, hating you. And that's what you don't want, right? Like, you don't want the fan base turning their eye, like, you don't want the fan base turning their ire on you. Like, now Frank the Tank is telling him, like, you need to stop. And I'm like, it's one thing. It worked last year for the run, but, like, to keep it going. And now he has backed off a little bit. He doesn't do the I will lead us. He does, like, stay positive. And I'm just like, bro. Like,
this is why I'm the future.
Like, see what you get yourself into when you start making it about me and, like, connecting. I don't know, bro. I would tread lightly with that. But, I mean, good luck to Tommy with maybe they turn it around and he can say it was all me. But they, you know, the Met fans, the grimace stuff was a whole thing. The playoff pumpkin, the OMG Mets.
Like, the gay Mets.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't hate to say it because I was on it. They keep going back to June 13th. Who was in the building on June 13th when they had Pride Night and they had them dudes twerking on the big screen and they went extra far with it where I was like, yo, the national anthem gets played. I mean, I guess because we're the New York Yankees, but the national anthem gets played. You only put the flag up on the screen. You know, shout out to Chico and the Creatures. You see the Creatures holding up the flag in 203. We take our hats off. We salute the flag for God Bless America, for the national anthem. They put the pride flag up. Nobody asked for that. I don't even think anybody in the LGBTQ community was like, hey, Mets, during the national anthem, or, you know, God Bless America, can you put this up? It's a bad omen. It's a bad stretch.
I won't lead us.
Yeah, I don't think Tommy was leading the way telling them, hey, during the national anthem, don't show America's flag. Put the pride flag up. It's tough.
Okay. No one will lead us.
Here we go. Positivity Night, August 14th. Swaggy T120 says, if you're going to be at the New York Mets game on August 14th, listen up. I am calling for Mets Positivity Night. We are facing the Braves and Bryce Elder. Let's try to bring this team back with positive energy. Please repost. So, yeah, I guess it's a thing.
I'm about to go pick up Bryce Elder on fantasy.
He's about to know them like the Gavin Williams.
Yeah. You know I picked up whoever it was who pitched against the Yankees on Sunday, Jason, whatever his name
Jason
is.
Alexander. Jason Alexander. It's so stupid. I'm like, this is another guy, make anybody look like an ace day. I'm like, now this guy's Justin Verlander out here. The Yankees grind my gears.
You put me over
gears.
The top. I won my fantasy week. Thank you.
The Yankees grind my gears. I'm like, I knew they had no chance in the rubber match. They barely won Saturday. Took a Trent Grisham homer to win. I thought they were about to get swept, bro. I thought they were about to get swept. Frank the Tank writes, I hear the Mets are getting matching I heart losing tattoos right now. Don't nobody hate the Mets like Frank the Tank hates the Mets. We need football.
We need the Yankees need a Frank the Tank. They need someone.
John
who's
from Mazbeth is trying to get that. He's trying to get that spot. He's starting Aaron Boone. Fire Aaron Boone night. They're not firing Aaron Boone. And you know what, Clint Frazier? If you guys listen to Clint Frazier's clip that went viral, he's like, "Yo," he said Aaron Boone makes the, actually maybe we could play it before my time runs out because I know I had it clipped somewhere. I saw a Yankee source and Clint Frazier put it out there. But he's like, Aaron Boone puts together his lineup, and then the analytics guys put their lineup out, and they kind of put together a collaborative lineup. Like, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what you're thinking. Let's play Clint Frazier talking about that. Why would Clint Frazier lie? He's made his money. His career is done. He's basically telling you what he experienced while playing for the Yankees.
I tweeted something out the other day and was like, what would you want to see the Yankees do differently? There was a lot of colorful responses. A lot of people really agreed on one thing, and it said fire Boone. And again, like, I want to emphasize that, like, I have no reason to back anybody up on the Yankees. Like, other than, like, they were nice people to me in there, so I would talk good about them. But I'm not sugarcoating anything. I'm more so just, like, as a person that was inside that locker room and had been around that guy and knows it, not 100% how it's ran, but knows a vast majority of how it's ran, if you fire Boone, you've got to fire a lot of other people too. Because Boone is just the mouthpiece for a lot of other things that are happening inside that organization. So if you want to see Boone gone, others have to go with him, because there is a lot of times that Boone has predetermined things that are going to happen in the game, right? So, like, when the lineup is made, like, I was told by other people that Boone would write his lineup, and then the analytical team would write their lineup.
There you go. So, I mean, I don't know if that's still going on, but Clint Frazier claims that's how it went down, and I'm not really the type of guy to say, you're lying, I'm not in there. Brian is in Bloomingdale, my last call tonight. What's up, man?
Hey, man, thanks for taking me. I want to say you're doing a great job in these overnights. It inspired me to call in, just give you props.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I've been listening for a long time. I remember even back in the day, like Joe Beningo doing overnight. The last time I called was JJ when he used to work there. I mean, there was, Tony? He was like the boxing expert.
Yep.
Yeah. You made such great points in the last few calls. Like, Tommy, I mean, about his positivity, I mean, come on, you got to be a little level-headed. I mean, I remember, like, a monologue he gave about the veto on the Giants being the future at one time, and I was
the
like,
the dudes and dogs that do damage. Yeah, yeah, he also, I mean, he also said Clay Holmes is going to have a better season than Max Fried. It's just, like, those things expire, and people don't forget, like, they don't forget, bro. I don't know. God bless him. He's able to do it sometimes, but for the most time, like I don't know. It's risky business. I can never come on here and play like that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But I was saying, it's like I've been a diehard Yankee fan. I was a season ticket holder from like 2017 to 2021. I remember being there in the 2018 playoffs, going behind home plate to see Stanton swing at like a ball in the dirt in the ninth inning to end that series against the Red Sox. And I'm just saying, how debilitating has that contract been in the last 7 years? It just, like, makes me so mad.
That's Cashman.
Every time. Yeah. It's just, think about, like, what it held back. Bryce Harper, Corey Seager.
He never wanted to go out and sign those guys. He made a trade with Starlin Castro and inherited one of the worst contracts ever made in baseball. And we won't even get the relief from the Marlins until next year. So.
Thank you for taking me, man. I hope you have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate the compliment and you joining the show and deciding, hey, man, this guy's doing his thing. I want to join. And I'm going to call now. Gotcha in there. Coming up next, Chris McMonagle. I think, right? No? Who's
He's
coming?
He's doing the mornings. Al Cintron is coming up.
Okay.
Next.
All right. See, sometimes I need to be reminded. Big Mac's doing the morning all week. Okay. So,
three
Al
days.
Cintron, another guy you should listen to, doing his thing. Coming up next. Mets fans, call him up. Keith McPherson out of here. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.